how do you determine which organizations will receive your support?
Initially, we actually invited 10 organizations to the table and talked to them about what would work at what would be the best scenario or setup for them. And basically, we brought in 10 that we knew that were solid, good transparency. The criteria was that your services needed to be targeted for women and their children, you needed to be located in central Kentucky, and that you needed to pass the good giving criteria that's set up by Bluegrass Community Foundation. So it's due diligence, and so we keep those three criteria out there.
And so once you've vetted the organization and you see what they're all about, are there any restrictions on how funds can be used from that point on?
Many times they know best what their needs are. And if you say X amount of money needs to be used for paper and crayons, I mean, it doesn't give them the flexibility that they really need. So it is unrestricted.
Is the matter of who receives funding a leadership decision, or is it voted by the membership?
We have 12 agencies now, and you can give 100% to one of the 12. You could divide it up against all of the 12, or you could say, I want 250 to go here, 250. It's totally your decision. So the allocation process is unique, and I liken it to really having your own little foundation because it's all your decision.
On your website, you noted that women are more engaged and more empowered now than they were then. What kinds of changes have you seen taking place to make that so?
Well, I think you've seen women over the past 15 years, the past 30 years, starting to come from the bottom ranks in the different careers to taking on leadership positions in companies. That has obviously given them and empowered them from a financial standpoint to be able to do something such as join 100 women to make sure that we're supporting other women and letting them have opportunities like we have been given.
Why is it in the interest of business owners to support 100 women?
Well, if they're women business owners, they have an obligation almost to give back. And that's what most of our members feel. You know, they also like the idea of getting engaged in a community. And the financial impact that 100 women has is noticeable. A lot of agencies these days are getting funds cut from local and regional, you know, statewide. So this kind of fills that void. But businesses look for the quality of life in the community that they exist. And 100 women enhances the quality of life for other women and children.
Somebody may read this or they may hear this and think, this is for me. What should they do?
Well, we have a website, and that would be 100womenlex.org. You can also email, and that would be 100womenlex @gmail. And you can also check us out on Facebook. And we'll once we get hear from you, we will bring you or invite you to one of our gatherings to find out more about the organization, but also to find out about the agencies that we're supporting and what that means to our community.